A while back, I was having dinner with some friends, and they were sharing something of great joy. Their daughter, who had recently graduated from college, had received a job offer and had taken it, and they were filled with great joy. But they were also a little bit worried. They had a little trepidation, anxiety in their hearts because the job was in Chicago. And of course, that meant for the very first time in their lives, having their daughter would be not only just away from home at college, but she would be moving into a new city where she knew only a very few number of people. They had no relatives. So there was a lot of anxiety there also. That joy of seeing their daughter move forward in life in the way that we all wish our children, your children, to move forward. And also that trepidation, that worry that we have of someone going away. And I can imagine in many ways the disciples had those same feelings. We know they had joy. It says so in the gospel. They went back and proclaimed with joy, filled with joy. But we also know that there was a bit of trepidation there, a little bit of worry. Jesus had just handed them the keys to the church. He said to them, "It's yours now. I'm going to my Father, and I'm going to leave it in your hands. I'm going to give it to you to do what with you wish." And if I was one of the early disciples, I would have looked as I do today and sit there and say, "God, really, me? You're trusting me with the keys? Okay, I'll go ahead." Because I also know, as the early disciples did, that Jesus promised something more. He said, "Don't worry about it, because I'm going to send you help." That's what we do next Sunday, right? Pentecost. That's what we hear. The Father is going to clothe you in power, the power of the Spirit. And don't worry, because you are witnesses. You will testify to all of this, right? Witnesses to my ministry. You have been with me these many years. These 3 years, and then the 40 days after my resurrection, where you have seen and experienced the truth of God's love, the truth of God's blessing, the truth of God's compassion, and most importantly, His forgiveness, His reconciliation, His call for us to repent and to follow Him in love and enjoy. Because it is the good news of the gospel that we are called to proclaim. That repentance of sins, that reconciliation, that forgiveness, that calling together in unity. Because as my friends and I had that conversation, we talked about the foundation that they had set, that the church had set, that her education had set for her. We shared the stories that we had about her growing up and learning and struggling and discovering that deeper faith that she grew into, that faith that would hold her firm to those beliefs, those moral and spiritual truths that would help to guide her further on. And that foundation, the church which we stand upon, is what the disciples stood upon. They didn't create it out of nothing, but rather they stood upon what Jesus had given to them. And carrying that forward to the world, beginning in Jerusalem, and then to the world, they continue to share the good news. They continued to offer to others what Jesus had given to them. And that's what we are called to do. To stand upon the foundation of the church given to us, on those moral and spiritual blessings that God has shared with us, and to carry them forward and share them with others, to proclaim the good news to others. That good news of repentance, of reconciliation, of mercy, of love. That gathering together, that unity of coming together as one, rather than the tendency and the desire often of the world to push people apart, to isolate, to hold down, rather than to lift up. Because in the ascension, we see the fulfillment of the promise of the resurrection, where Jesus ascends into heaven, body, soul, divinity, to return to the side of his Father, where he prays with us, for us, intercedes for us, as we continue to live his word on earth. And it is that call to share the good news that we celebrate, that the disciples today are commanded to do. But we do it knowing that we don't have to do it alone, or we don't have to make it up new, or we don't have to figure it all out again and again and again. Because rather, we stand with those who have gone before us. We stand with the church today. We stand with our parish community, with our families, in proclaiming, in sharing, in communicating the good news of Jesus Christ to all that we meet. Because as St. Paul reminds us again and again and again, and as Jesus showed us, we do not do it simply by words, but by our actions, how we live our lives, how we treat others, how we share the joys of life with one another, how we comfort each other in our suffering and sorrows, how we forgive, how we reconcile, how we show mercy. And we always begin with that one singular entry into life, which is a relationship with God, that prayerful, constant communication, dialogue with our Heavenly Father. It is that continual seeking God's will within my life, in your life, within the life of the church, where we open our hearts to hear the word proclaimed, the whisper of God's voice, seeking those graces that help us to move forward in those moments of trial, in those moments of blessing, where we give thanks and share that thanks with one another. Our ascension today, our reminder today, is a call to share in the faith, to be joyful in the faith, to be blessing in the faith, always reminding us of that one command that Jesus gives to us, to go out and make disciples by preaching, by sharing, by giving that moment of blessing, of reconciliation, that moment of truth that God desires us to be in his presence always. And that's the good news. That's the joyful news. That's the holy news. That we are called to be united as one. That God is with us and shares with us his life, his love, his blessing, where we proclaim and live the joyful news, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ.